The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Reliant Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Thursday, August 6th. Texans fans, I'd like to remind you we now have two open practices against the New Orleans Saints August 19th and 20th. Check out HoustonTexans.com for ticket information. In this segment, FS Houston's Patty Smith sat down with running backs coach Chick Harris in a recent interview.
Hi, I'm Patty Smith from Fox Sports Houston for Texans TV here at HoustonTexans.com. And while Steve Slayton is coming off a great year, there's no doubt he will be leading the way in the backfield for the Houston Texans again this season. However, I had a chance to catch up with running back coach Chick Harris, and he says he likes the depth in the backfield and that Steve will have plenty of help.
We're looking for guys that fit in the positions that, from the standpoint of regular offense, what we're trying to do there, red zone running, goal line running, who can catch the football, who can pass protect. And the biggest thing here is that who can pass protect. And we have been really working on that because that's one of our low points right now. And we have to continue to work on that. And any player that can, he can run, but he's going to have to be able to protect the quarterback to get better.
Anybody standing out or surprising you in that department?
We're still waiting for it, okay? I think that our fullbacks do a pretty good job at it, but our halfbacks have got to continue to work to get better at pass protection. I think we made some gains in the last two practices. I think we're more aware of what we have to do. Now the sense of urgency every time they line up to get it done and complete it is most important at this time.
Let's talk specifically about some of the guys you got back there, what we've seen, what we expect to see. Let's start with Steve Slayton. Of course, you know, coming off a great season, does he continue to sort of impress and surprise you heading into this season?
Well, I tell you, Steve worked during the offseason and did a great job, but it's going to be a day-to-day make good. He's got to work diligently at assignments and continue to work on his skills to get better. And that's one of the things that, you know, having a successful season was good. Now that's over, and it's day-to-day, make good from a technical standpoint and from a run attitude standpoint in red zone and goal line. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things that we can get better at and Steve can get better at.
You say, you know, okay, that season's behind you. Season two, does that become more difficult for him then to follow that up?
If you take it one day at a time and know that, you know, you have a lot to work on and I don't let up on him, he will get better, okay? But that's going to be, that's the challenge of each player that comes out here, and that's a challenge for Steve to force himself into a situation that he is getting better and working on technique so that he can be technically sound.
Obviously, he's going to need some help back there. Let's move on to Chris Brown. You know, trying to obviously come off some injuries. Where is he and what are we seeing from him?
I think Chris has made a great step from the standpoint of rehabilitation. He looks pretty good right now, but now the rigors of 2-a-days and training camp is going to be an indicator what we can do with Chris. Chris would be a valuable asset. He's a big back that can run and move the pile, and he's a power guy. He's a different runner than Steve. So we're looking forward to Chris staying healthy, and that's going to be a day-to-day practice deal. Let's see through the rigors of practice and being tired, seeing if he can work himself through it so that he can be the type of guy we need. That's the dimension we need, a big power running guy, 235 plus pounds to get the job done.
Ryan Motes.
Ryan Motes is a pocket rocket. He's got good speed, good quickness. He is a hyper runner, okay, and he has to settle down and make sure that he has all his assignments well, right. And I tell you what, he has a great, the best burst going through the holes that anybody we have right now, you know.
And Coach Harris also said he really likes what he sees from a couple of young guys, Arian Foster and Jeremiah Johnson. And he says, while there is a lot of depth and a lot of talent back there, you can't have enough, so he'll take all he can get. But again, the number one key for this unit is pass protection. So we will be keeping an eye on that as training camp progresses.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Remember to purchase a 2009 Houston Texans official yearbook. Again, check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
It's football time in Houston. And